Det her er Aftenklubben.
Danmarks hyggeligste nyhedsmagasin.
If you haven't heard the music from my next guest, you probably have lived under a rock for the last year. Here in the studio, I'm joined by the singer, which latest single has gotten platinum in Denmark, has been number one on the Airplay chart for 9 weeks straight, and now she's out with a new single, So I Am. That's the name of the single, and it's a pleasure to welcome back again the one and only Ava Max.
Hello.
Welcome back. How have you been?
Thank you. Man, it's been a whirlwind of excitement. I just want to release more music into the world. I feel like I've heard Psycho so much around the world. Now I'm ready to just give everybody more. I have a new single coming out called So Am I.
And since you were here the last time, it seems like a lot of stuff has happened with the Sweet But Psycho single. For example, you played at The Late Show, James Corden.
Yeah, that was really fun. The Corden show, the Today show, they were all in the same week and like it was so overwhelming, but it really exciting, and when I got on stage, it was like, oh my God, am I actually here? Like, it didn't feel real.
Are you nervous when you're doing a gig like that? I guess in the studio, there isn't that many people, but when you watch the video on YouTube, it has been watched by 1.1 million.
Really?
Yeah.
That's insane. I didn't even see that.
No, but does that make you more nervous doing it?
I don't think so. I think now it's like a new normal. I'm just like, okay, you know what? I'm doing this for millions of people, so it's okay if everybody's watching. I'm just like used to it now. I definitely am just, again, excited to show people more. Yeah.
If you travel here to Denmark, I guess, do you have time to see anything, experience anything?
Yesterday I had a little bit of time, like a few hours. I had a lot of churros.
Yeah.
And I think I had too many that I stayed up all night. Too much sugar, but it was good. The Walking Street, I think it's called.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that street, yeah.
Great.
It was very cold, but it was good.
That's Denmark this time of year. When you make a single like Sweet But Psycho, which is like this enormous success, I guess a lot of people try to do a cover of it in some way. If you should choose some genre that anybody should do a cover of it, what kind of genre would you like to experience it in?
Oh my gosh, I kind of want to experience it in reggae.
In reggae?
I don't know why. I just love reggae. I love Kali Buzz and... and of course, Bob Marley. I just think it will be interesting to hear it.
And it is a song. I don't know if you have noticed that there's a lot of people who like to do a cover of it.
Oh yeah.
And I found like a couple that I thought was kind of interesting. there's like this. This is a cover by Davina Michelle, which is a pretty straightforward one.
Oh, she's sweet, but a psycho, a little bit psycho. At night, she's screaming, I'm out my mind.
Oh, it's so different.
Yeah, it is.
It's like a ballad almost.
Yeah. And there's a lot of different covers.
I like how it's like more of like slow. I like it slow.
You like it slow?
Yeah.
Then I would like to know what you think about the next one, because this is a totally different genre.
Oh my gosh. Okay, ready?
Okay, okay.
This is like Paramore.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love it. These are the best two covers I think I've ever heard of it. Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh my gosh.
What do you think you have to?
So good.
What do you think, Ava Max? What do you think you have to do to make a great cover of the song? What kind of
make it your own? Exactly what they did.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
And
oh my gosh, that's so cool.
That's great. And now you're out with a new single, So Am I. And I'm curious. It was supposed to come out in February, I've heard.
Oh, yeah. So we wanted to give Psycho just more time. Even March, I'm like, oh, we should give it more time. I want to like let people just hang on to it. But I think I've let people hang on to Psycho for long enough. So I think it's time for a new single in March.
Yeah. What's it about?
It's about being different and an outcast and not fitting into the format the society wants you to fit and play by your own rules and really not care about anybody else. Just focus on you and your path.
And the path that you've chosen that you're now in is like this superstar. You are going to be very big. if you're not even, I guess you right now you are kind
no,
of big.
No, no.
You don't see yourself as a superstar?
No, I don't see it. I just see like Psycho, everybody relating to Psycho, but I don't see like, I don't know. It's weird. I'm like in my own bubble. But
and when you make a song like this, So Am I, I think a lot of people, they follow you on Instagram and on Facebook, they have this notion of you as like you are this superstar, right? Even though you don't think that. But I'm curious, what everyday struggle do you still have like in common with everybody else that might surprise us?
Man, I guess like, I don't take care of myself as much as I should. Like sometimes I go like hours without eating because I'm just working nonstop. So I have to sit back and be like, okay, I'm a person. I should probably take care of myself and like maybe go like relax.
What do you do to relax? Do you just watch Netflix?
I just like want to be alone. I go take a walk and because I'm and I leave my phone because I have so many emails 24/7 or like phone calls or text messages. Do this, do that. It's like nonstop and it's like I have to leave my phone and then take a walk.
And I guess that's a problem even for those of us who's
everybody,
not working.
Yeah. Everybody. I feel like we just have to put our electronics down and like just be with ourselves. And I'm not kidding you. It makes me feel so much better. I just don't do it as much as I should. I should do it more. But again, all of us struggle with like focusing on ourselves because you can't. It's like everything's going on and then you're just like, you're rushing to the next place. It's like in your head, it's like,
do you have a phone? I have an iPhone where I think it's like every month or every week, it does a calculation of what kind of apps I use the most. And it's kind of scary to watch how many hours.
Oh, wait. Actually, someone told me about this and yeah. I haven't got it yet. But I want to get it to see because I'm scared. But I'm scared.
Yeah, it's kind of scary because you see how many hours you do of that. But
it like spends your whole life, basically.
Yeah. But you're a busy person right now because you're also working on an album. Or is it kind of ready?
It's pretty much done, actually. But we're just finalizing it on tour right now with production and everything. But yeah, we have all the songs and everything's done. And I finished it over Christmas break. And we're working on a headlining show as well across the world. So yeah, I'm excited.
It sounds so casual when you say it. We're just working on a world tour, headlining tour.
I guess because I'm just like excited to perform, so I don't see it as like anything crazy, but it's a big thing. I mean, it's gonna be my first headlining show, so yeah. Wow. That's crazy.
And I read somewhere, I think it was with you told Vanity Fair, we are bringing pop back.
Yes.
Can you elaborate on that? What do you mean by that?
I mean, just bringing back upbeat music and not trying to be cool. Like, I'm just like sick of everybody trying to be cool. I feel like you can be cool in your own way. Cool isn't like one thing. Like, I think we got into this zone of like, we need to just be like, please everybody around us when you should make music what you like, what you love. And I love pop music. And at the time when I was releasing Psycho, there was not a lot of pop music out there. And everybody's like, oh, you should not do that. That's so weird. Like, oh my God, like you're putting out a crazy pop song. Like no one's going to like that or relate. And when it came out, everyone was relating to it. And it's because it came from my heart. And I feel like anything that comes from your heart, like, and you truly love will do good.
If there's somebody out here who wants to know exactly when the album is coming, do you have a date? Can you reveal anything?
I mean, I don't even have a release date yet, but very soon. Very soon. Very soon.
That's a teaser. That's good. And with that in mind, I would like to ask you, because I'm going later today, actually, I'm going to speak with somebody who's like upcoming. Do you have like X Factor or You've Got Talent or kind of that?
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah, we have that kind of show here in Denmark. And I'm going to talk with somebody called Benjamin and somebody called Andrea, which are going to perform at a live event.
Oh, nice.
And they're just like the beginning of their career. So I'm curious, as somebody who has already got a lot of success with what you're doing, and I guess when you're doing a show like that, that's what you strive for.
Mm-hmm.
So would you have any advice for somebody who's just at the beginning of their career, like Benjamin and Andrea?
Be very opinionated with your music. Like if you want it a certain way, make it a certain way, even if you have to stay up all night and get no sleep. I mean, it takes a lot of dedication to even get to this position. I mean, I write my own music video treatments. I'm involved in everything. So I think it's just important for people, if they want to know, like, how do you get to that next step? I think it's important for people to just know that it takes more than just singing the song. Like, you have to be involved in the writing and the knowing who you are. And, like, just take your time to really know what you want to write about and be about. And then people can connect to that.
Isn't that kind of tough or difficult to have an opinion about everything? Because I didn't know you did the treatment for the music video. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. But then you have to have an opinion about everything. Isn't that
you have tough? To. I mean, if it's coming from you, it should come from you. Like, I don't see why some people are manufactured, because that And usually artists who are manufactured, they don't last. I think it's important to have an opinion on everything. And not only an opinion, be involved. And it has to come from your heart. And I feel like fans, they can feel it when it doesn't come from you. So it is more work. But I think the number one thing I can tell anyone who wants to make it is that if you want to be just a singer, this isn't for you. If you want to be the everything, if you want to do everything artistically, then this is for you. Because there's no other way.
You have to do more things than just being a singer. You have to have thoughts about everything.
Write your music. I mean, know what you want to write about. Basically, do it all. Yeah.
And even Max, you are out with the new single, So Am I. And I'm curious, what kind of thoughts, feelings, or experience do we want people to have when they hear the song? Because then I think we should hear it.
For So Am I?
Yeah.
Yeah, So Am I. I think really the song is just about being who you are. And again, that never letting anyone put you in a weird format to fit into society. Like, you are your own person, and it's okay to show that off and be unique.
Again, it was a pleasure catching up with you, and I hope you the best of success.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Do you ever feel like a misfit? Everything inside you is dark and twisted. Oh, but it's okay to be different, 'cause baby, so am I.
So am I, so am I, so am I.
Can you hear the whispers all across the room? You feel their eyes all over you like cheap perfume. You're beautiful.
Aftenklubben kan høres hver aften søndag til fredag fra 21 til 22:30 på Nova.
Nova, vi lyder her i dag.